UWO, giving you all your wrestling action and podcasting to the extreme.
It is I, Kyle Chapman. It is he, Brian Lopes. And we are two-thirds.
I have a new name this week. But you can introduce our missing partner who's not here.
Okay.
As you can see.
Your new name?
The new name is the B352 Stacks.
The B352
Stacks. Stacks, yes.
Why did I ask?
Because you know why?
Question.
Do you know why?
Why, Brian?
Because I'm a flutist. New album dropping this week. Y'all better cop it. Keep the same energy, motherfuckers. Keep the same energy.
So you were about to become one with the sun? Ladies and gentlemen, B352 Stacks.
Thank you. It's B352 Stacks.
B.
B. You gotta keep the letter. And V. B 52, 352 stacks.
B the 352 stacks.
The B 352 stacks.
The B 352 stacks.
Yes, that's the name. That's what I'm going with.
And he just welcomed y'all to becoming one with nature.
Cause you know what time of the year it is.
What time is it?
It's turkey time, motherfuckers.
Ah, so do you have a song for turkey?
Well, I've been playing it in the prequels. You know. Shout out to Peter Rosenberg, you know, wrestling fan, works for WWE. His Thanksgiving bars, he does them every year. Of course, we all know the legendary beans and bologna. Gotta have beans and bologna. Budget, man. Some people don't got families, Kyle. All right, some people have nobody. You know what they have to deal with?
With what?
Beans and bologna. He's telling them to please come home because I ain't got enough money to feed just myself. So I want to feed y'all. But I got beans and bologna. That's all it is. That's all we need in this world. Beans and bologna. It's a great thing.
I'm one with earth now.
See? It works. It's working.
Ah, man. Well, we are the UWO podcast.
And chat up real quick. Cause I
today, there's a few things that are going to happen.
What's up, everybody? Like, how you guys doing in the chat?
Like, before we say anything, right?
Yeah, yes.
Could we talk about how great these last 3 years have been for your tribal chief, Roman Reigns?
Yes, Kyle. We can talk about how great my tribal chief, Roman Reigns, current undisputed WWE heavyweight champion of the world.
Not that, just give a nigga a second place champion.
No, not that gold piece of shit. No, my tribal chief has been reigning for a long time.
That's right.
3 years.
More enthusiasm, please.
3 years. Over 1,200 plus days?
Incredible.
He destroyed. I did say he was going to beat Cody at WrestleMania. I did. I was the guy. It was this one right here.
Yeah, I was the guy.
Everyone said it was going to be a story. No, my tribal chief won. Nana. My tribal chief won.
That's right. That is correct.
With a lot of help. So where did you want to go for the conversation? What?
Only positive.
I was positive. He held it. He hasn't lost.
I heard that little fine point that what you said.
What did I say? y'all catch that? Did I say anything? No? Okay. Well, we can move on. What we talk about? We can acknowledge my tribal chief later on.
Throw it up.
I'm seriously debating if I'm going to SmackDown. I truly hope my tribal chief shows up to work that day so I can acknowledge him in person. If he shows up. If he shows up to work, I will acknowledge him. If he feels like, you know, Rhode
Island. Otherwise, you're going to send...
Rhode Island's a small state.
You know, send Drew. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Impact. No smugness detected. I make good on my bets.
Mm-hmm.
I will acknowledge my tribal chief. Whenever anybody asks me to, I will acknowledge him throughout the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I'm a man of my word.
All
right. As a matter of fact, when we put the Skype line is officially up and running.
It's
so
helping.
If anybody wants to call in, here's the thing, right?
Because
it is Thanksgiving, right? Not really a topic of discussion, but something we can talk and shoot the shit about.
Go ahead.
What are you thankful for in the world of professional wrestling or sports entertainment or whatever you like to watch? What is something that you guys are thankful for?
The NXT Women's Tag Team Division.
Wait, they have one? They have one?
They have a great team down there.
Oh, they have a great team down in NXT Women's Division. Yes, they do.
That's not debatable. No, in all seriousness, though.
They have the best assets down there.
I see what you did there.
I see. See, I'm in a positive mood.
I see what you did there, yes.
My tribal chief has me in a positive mood.
He does, of course, because he called the play.
That's
he called the play.
Yeah. But if you're unavailable, guess what? You're available. Oh, as a matter of fact, Mr. Impact, Rinaldi, I know you're definitely in the chat. They are currently live streaming on YouTube. I brought it back to the very beginning of the show. But an episode of TNA Thanksgiving, it's from, I think it's 2010, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Right now, we're currently watching D-Von and Abyss in the ring. Six-sided ring, by the way.
Not Joseph Park.
Not Joseph Park.
Abyss.
It's his brother, Chris, you know.
Clearly.
Abyss.
Clearly.
So.
But, yeah, I know. In all honesty, in the world of professional wrestling, what are we thankful for? Let's see. Pretty much everybody stepping the fuck up.
Agreed.
Lately, everybody has been stepping their games up, and thank you for that. As my lady likes to say, I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
Huh? Oh, Jackson, we will get into that after. We'll definitely get into that match after. Happy that you're back, Jackson.
What up, GJ?
It's been a while. You appeared real quick last week. I'm happy you're back.
Mm-hmm.
We all miss you. I'm thankful for Jackson.
Jackson?
No, in all actuality, I actually am. Gabe Jackson, I am thankful for you. Because you know why? He helps with, pretty much created All Turns Heels. You know what I'm saying? And it's the one wrestling group that I can actually go to interact with and actually not scroll past everyone's comments and not want to interact with it.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
I mean, yeah, there's a couple. But you know what? You take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have, you know, post-Shield bullshit, and then sometimes you get tribal chief shit. See what I did there? You see what I did?
The greatness.
The greatness of my tribal chief, huh?
Those kind of shirts, you're not going to take those up.
I'm going to be kissing so much ass tonight.
Yeah, you know. Hey, man. Listen, watch for the shoe.
Nobody likes chap lips.
Even Vince made you chap up before you...
Poor William Regal. Poor William Regal.
All right, but where are we going to start at after that?
All right. Well, I mean, no, but let me say, I'll say my thing for I'm happy for, and it's pretty much similar to you. I'm just happy that there is content out there.
Mm-hmm.
You think about like the writer strike that's going on, that's finally over, the actor strike that's over, the fact that we lost a bunch of our favorite shows that got canceled for no fucking reason. By that I mean heels. But the world of pro wrestling, man, it's something that never fucking stops. Doesn't matter if you're on TV, doesn't matter if you're on the independent circuit, there's always a show somewhere. And for us wrestling fans, we want to see it. Like, I'll tell you right now, there was a show this past weekend that I didn't even have a chance to watch that I'm going to download. Actually, there's two of them. The Wrestling Revolver show, which we'll kind of get into in a little bit, and the MLW show. Jacob Fatu versus Alex Kane for the World Championship.
Boomaya.
For real. There was a 20,000 thumbtack match that was going on.
Boomaya.
Like, there's just so much fucking great wrestling everywhere you turn that I don't understand people who are pissed off at certain things. It's like, yo, get over it. If you don't like it, watch something else. If you're a wrestling fan, you know, there's something for everyone. Impact murders people. They kill people on the show, which is never change. Never change. NWA, they do some drugs. All right. Kind of got them off, thrown off TV, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's something for everybody. You like the old school shit, you got this. You like the new school shit, you got this. You like the good old fashioned American pie, you got this. You want a tribal chief, he's right there. Acknowledge him. See what I did? See what I did? I'm acknowledging my tribe. I'm doing.
I see. I'm seeing.
I'm keeping my bet.
I'm seeing. This is going to be a great episode.
I want to see how many more times. I want to see if I can acknowledge him more times on this episode than he defends titles. Where would you like to go, Kyle? The title that he's held for 3 years.
Yes. For 3 years.
3 years.
He's had a record amount of championship defenses this year.
All 12 of them.
Record low. It's still a record.
It counts, right? We're winning. All right. Well, where would you like to go on this one?
We can start up with the top. Just work our way down.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And put it on the screen.
All right. Speaking from down and working their way up, or as we were going to do in reverse, Ronda Rousey appears at Ring of Honor? Question mark. You called me about this and asked me if I knew. Your thoughts on Ms. Rousey.
Kyle. So what's the next subject? Wow. I got nothing. I really don't. I got nothing.
On Ronda.
Nothing.
All right, Grant, can I throw something out and see what your reaction is?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm actually all for this.
Okay.
Okay, not the AEW aspect of it, but hey, it's Capzilla. but the fact that Ronda is giving this another shot. Like, let's be honest, right? WWE was trying to teach Ronda how to become a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, in-ring-wise, we'll not say that she's bad. She's not a bad pro wrestler. Is she boring at times? Yes. But she's only worked one style. And that was the thing that we've said prior to us even having the show that, you know, when you go to different places, you learn how to master your craft. You know what I'm saying? So Ronda's just always been used to these huge crowds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like in the MMA world where she was fighting in front of nobodies and then all of a sudden UFC decides, oh shit, we're going to pay attention to women's fighting because this girl's getting a buzz, and then throw her in front of, like, you know, 40, 50,000 people at a show. In WWE, she was already thrusted. Like, think about it. Her first appearance in WWE was at a WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? So Ronda was always placed up on a pedestal and never truly learned paying your dues. Yeah.
Learning a new hold.
Yeah, pretty much. Learning a new hold.
What up, Bert?
So, to me, it's like, I'd rather see her go on the indies, right? And get humbled. Because, like I said, WWE, she was already up there. So, she could say whatever the fuck she wants. And as fans, we can't really complain about it because of the fact, you know, she's in WWE making the most money, blah, blah, blah. But Ronda was always a fan. She was always going to PWG shows out in California. And she loved independent pro wrestling the same way Shayna loved it, the same way that Jessamine Duke loved it, the same way that your favorite AEW women's wrestler, Marina Shafir, loves it. But it's good for her to go out there and get that education. You know what I'm saying? Go in front of those crowds. And you got to remember, the indie crowds aren't the WWE fans. These are the diehard fans that were telling you how much you fucking suck, how we couldn't stand you, how your promos are boring as shit. Now you got to go in front of those people and earn your spot. Earn your respect in this business. Like, the same way David Arquette has been doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You look at what happened with him in WCW. He wins the world championship. No one really gave him respect. He was a laughing stock for years. Now, the dude's out here doing death matches. The dude's out here being booked at all of these shows. He's a fucking Hollywood actor. He does not need to do this, but he loves the world of pro wrestling. So for me, I'm not opposed to Ronda going out there, grinding, and earning her respect. Because, let's be honest, the world of pro wrestling, we, as much as some people don't like crossovers and shit, Logan Paul's a perfect example, man. That dude is fucking killing it.
And he's taking it seriously.
Taking it seriously. And Ronda, to me, always seemed like she wanted to take it serious, but the character WWE had her portraying was someone that was, oh, I already have this spot. I deserve it. Like, even that shoot promo she did when she was getting her hair done, mm-hmm. Like, to me, it's like, yo, she ethered fans, by the way. She destroyed us on that promo. But it's because she is a fan. She is a pro wrestling fan. So, oh, shit, Wildcat Chris Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I love watching old TNA. But I'm not opposed to Ronda Rousey hitting up every independence, hitting up Beyond, hitting up fucking, you know, New Texas Pro, hitting out some of the shit down in Seattle, hitting up Defy, hitting up some of those in the top independent companies and working everyone. Show us that you want to be out there working everyone. Don't show us that you were in it for the check. Show us that you actually gave a damn about the business. And the fact that out of all people, you do Wrestling Revolver as your first show post-WWE for Sami Callihan, it's like, where the fuck did that come from? And then 2 days later, he's in Ring of Honor. She's in Ring of Honor after Collision was taped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, nobody leaked that, by the way. Nobody knew that was happening. It was the fact that fans leaked it after. It was just like, wait, what? Caught us all by surprise. So for me, I'm not opposed to Ronda going out there, relearning her craft, and actually earning her respect in the world of pro wrestling.
Hmm. A little TMI there, Ronaldo. But like I said, when it comes to Ronda Rousey, she has all the physical attributes. She has the reputation. She has the, how can I say that, the way paid for her. She just can't be at the top of that path and just be like, hey, I deserve everything. I'm the best at what I do, because you're clearly not.
No.
This isn't the cage. You know what I mean? And even then, your last three matches were horrible. But that's neither here nor there. As far as her going to Ring of Honor, I mean, if you're going there to perfect your craft, not learn it because you've already learned it. But if you're going there to perfect your craft, you're going in there and you're taking it seriously, you're interacting with other wrestlers, you're not acting like your shit doesn't stink, you're actually not insulting the fans with other piece of shit matches that you've been putting on. You've actually trying to learn how to control a match, you know, the ins and outs of the rings and things of how to get yourself over without having the USC buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it. Go ahead, go do it, take it seriously, more power to you. But if you're going to go there half-ass it, half-show up, half-take care of yourself, honestly, remember, I'm getting pregnant. Took 8 months for her to get pregnant, but, you know, she got it. I won't get into her personal anatomy because that's neither here nor there. But if you're going in actually, like I said, taking it seriously, go ahead and do it. I'm there. But I enjoy wrestling. Mm-hmm. As a wrestling fan, I have to love it. However... If you're going in there just to be, I don't know, Candice Michelle, keep moving.
Yeah.
Not Candice Michelle, excuse me. All Red Everything.
Oh, Eva Marie?
Eva Marie.
The big signing for the women's division for
AEW?
How quick was that rumor squash?
Oh, my Lord. Squat faster than Puffy settled with Cassie, I tell you. Anyway,
Hey! By the way, can we save him for later?
Yeah, that's burial.
Okay, we'll save that for later. That's burial of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
That's burial of a fucking lifetime. Holy shit. Oh, shit, VKM. Voodoo Kim Mafia. We are, like I said, we are watching Old School TNA Thanksgiving Edition. So VKM is in the ring. Kip James and BG James.
New Age Outlaws.
Ooh, Old School Samoa Joe. This is pre-Nation of Violence. Holy shit. But, I'll even say this, and I can't believe I'm actually going to have this person's name come out of my mouth in this sentence. The match she had at Wrestling Revolver was against Athena and Billy Starks, and it was Ronda and Marina Shafir.
Mm-hmm.
And that match, supposedly, from what people have said, was a fucking banger of a match.
Hmm.
The fact that Marina Shafir is involved in that sentence should tell you enough. Like,
I blame you!
You know what I'm saying? You're the problem! You're the problem! Oh, man.
That great promo.
Yes.
Wasted about 5 minutes of my life.
Thanks.
All right, what's next up on the old agenda?
Would you like to keep going down, or would you like to jump around?
Yep. Keep going down, baby.
Okay.
And put it on screen.
Hey, Kyle, one question.
Sure.
Whose house?
L.A. Rams.
Whose house?
L.A. Rams.
Whose house?
Sir's house.
That's right. Now, I just went on a diatribe about Ronda Rousey trying to sell you on her almost as good as I did with the Tribal Chief, who is my Tribal Chief.
Yes, yes.
I acknowledge him.
Yes, yes.
But Kyle, we talked about this offline too, about Swerve Strickland and Hangman Page in this match. Thoughts?
Absolute show stealer. And it's no question about it. That's a match of the year candidate. No question about it. Best hardcore match of the year, and it's not close. Remember that hardcore match for, you know, somebody's legacy? That wasn't really hardcore. That just kind of erased every little bad taste that you had of that match out of your mouth. And speaking of mouth, I mean, Hangman spitting up blood, though somebody else was kind of
drinking.
That's kind of crazy.
Too. That motherfucker was thirsty.
Yes, he
was. That was disgusting.
Oh, man. And I was in a very lethal feed, by the way. I had to kind of kill the chat once Swerve started bleeding because, you know, the internet racist showed up. So I was actually able to just focus on how good of a performance both men actually were putting on. Swerve, realistically, I'm going to say it 1,000 times, whether you agree with me or not, I thought he carried the match. Not saying that Hangman Page did a bad job in any shape, fashion, or form. It's just that the pace and the action, the fucking violence, the shit that I did not know that Swerve had in him, all came out, including blood. A lot of blood. There was a lot. He kind of laid it on just a little bit too deep up there. You're going to have to rub some cocoa butter and some ointment on that for a while. But absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. There were some spots that we just were like, motherfucker, why?
Legit. Why are you doing that?
But in all, I think they got the right grade with this one. This was definitely a 5-star match, and not for nothing. If you didn't know who Swerve was before, you definitely know whose house it is now. And I was saying prior to the show, I didn't say this on the air, a performance like that should bolster you to a heavyweight championship match. I mean, I understand this AEW wins matter. Throw that whole shit out the window, because when's the last time they actually lived up to the guidelines?
Facts.
This is actually a star-making performance by both men. Not just Hangman, but Hangman as well. And not for nothing.
Oof.
Dog, why? Why did he do that?
For real, Bird.
Why?
For real. It looked like it hurt him more than it hurt Hangman.
Oh my lord, man. There was no reason for that. They were just throwing shit in there just because they felt like doing it. And then, so many hidden things about this match. No one to debate on if it was Terry Funk or Bray Wyatt that he was paying tribute to.
Bray Wyatt.
It was actually both.
Was it really?
It was both.
I can see both, yeah.
One on each side.
Yeah.
Number two, we watched a white man get hanged on television. I'm sorry when it happened. The hangman got hanged. All right. Payback, motherfucker. Tell why when we got some retribution.
Retribution.
Go ahead, brother. What you got?
Ditto everything you just said. 100% agree. First and foremost, let me give props to Hangman Page because he did take the L in this match. But God damn it, that motherfucker is a star.
Did he really?
And I know we've been saying this for years.
New Jack was proud.
New Jack was definitely proud.
Go ahead, man.
But we talked a lot of shit about Hangman Page. You know what I'm saying? Oh, his matches get boring. But people forget, or his storyline as champion was boring. But people forget, in that fucking ring, Hangman Page is a fucking beast, man. And he's still under the age of 30 years old.
Yeah.
This is a guy who, if God forbid, you know, he doesn't get hepatitis from drinking blood or kills himself in a match.
Hepatitis.
This dude is going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame professional wrestler. I don't know what company, whose Hall of Fame he's going in, but the dude's got so much oh, shit, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Who invited this asshole?
Shark Boy just came on TV. He's in a neck brace, though, so you know he can't fuck with you. First ballot Hall of Fame. This kid has it, man. Hangman has it. And I have a little topic I want to bring up off brand after. I mean, technically, no, we can talk about it, as part of this. But let me give Swerve his props first. Because he deserves every bit of props that you just gave him and that everybody has given him. Now, to all the people who are like, oh, WWE released them, I bet they feel stupid. They probably do. But at the same time, maybe Swerve just knew he wasn't allowed to do some of this shit in WWE.
There wasn't no thumbtacks, bro. There was everything but.
Yeah, legit. You know? Diddy me! Oh, shit! Diddy me, Rob! Long time no see. But no. I gotta give Swerve all the props in the world, man. This is a guy who 2 years ago was fired.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of a dead gimmick, and I've been saying that from the jump. He was the entire gimmick.
Shit, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, it's more like shit, bro. but no, you know what I'm saying? This guy took a risk on himself. He knew what he could do. And people, like I said, people who knew him prior to his WWE run knew Swerve Strickland. You know what I'm saying? And Kyle even said it. When the first time he saw Swerve in AEW, what was your exact words?
damn, he's over.
And all he said was, what?
Who's house?
And that entire arena said, what?
Swerve's house.
Kyle was in shock, legit, like, sitting right next to me, like, damn. Damn. Because like I said before, this is a guy who knew his worth. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to sit there and sulk, oh, I got 90 days, I ain't going to do shit. In 2 years, the guy's put on 40 pounds of fucking muscle. If you look at the day he signed the AEW to where he is now, this dude went from, you know, the skinny black dude to a jacked up black guy. You know what I'm saying? You have everything.
Yo, Carl, you gotta show us a video of you doing the Princess Nana dance for her now. You're obligated to.
Yeah, no, go ahead. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a guy who went out there and fucking built an army around him. The Mogul Embassy. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. That Mogul affiliate bullshit, when it first started off, it was nobody. They were nobodies. Nobody gave a damn about them. But then you added the GOAT, Prince Nana. And Kyle, what did I say the day Prince Nana got signed? What did I say the day Prince Nana got signed? All hell the embassy. I tried to tell you, you no listen.
No listen.
Okay? You were so concerned about my shrimp cocktail, which I never got, by the way.
You never got a shrimp?
Never got my shrimp cocktail. Bullshit. Bullshit, mother sucker. Okay? But no, for real. Nana, I've been saying that forever. Nana was the missing piece of Swerve. Yeah. You know, you can keep Cage, you can keep the Gates of Agony, whatever. Nana was that piece. And I told y'all Nana was that piece because he's done it before. Mm-hmm. He's done it with Jimmy Rave on the independent scene, with the original embassy. You know what I'm saying? This is a guy who knows how to get his people over. Now, did Swerve need Nana? Probably not. But I'll be damned if that ain't the fucking match made in heaven in AEW. So, Swerve has everything. And I mean everything. To say that he should be number one contender. And Kyle, I am with you. My next world champion is black.
Lambo blue, baby.
My next world champion is black.
And on Lambo
blue. It is Swerve Strickland. Because if you ain't putting that belt on Swerve, I don't give a fuck about Wardlow. Because he ain't doing shit anyway except running around in the gym. All right? Sorry, Dominique. I don't give a damn about Samoa Joe.
Whoa. Self-love is good love.
I mean, it is. But at the same time, I just had a belt, man. I don't feel like doing this shit all the time. I want to go film movies and shit. All right. No. Put that belt on fucking Swerve Strickland. All right? Let him be that first African-American world heavyweight champion. I am all for Swerve as your new AEW champion. Cut everybody in line. I don't give a fuck about the devil. I don't give a fuck about Adam Cole with his one leg. I don't give a damn about Sting retiring right now, with all due respect, because he's not winning a world championship. He doesn't need it. He's an icon. Mm. He's an icon.
He is.
He's not my tribal chief.
Not at all.
But he is an icon.
He is actually, Sting is the icon. Sting is the tear. Sting is the aspiration for everybody to get to where he's at. He's outlasted everybody in his class and is continuing to
do so. What's happening, Nick?
Anything he touch is gold. And Sting, as I stated before, I ain't ready for Revolution.
Yeah.
I ain't ready. You ready? Any time yet.
And I'll tell you right now, Samoa Joe and Max, get that shit done at World's End. Mm. Get that out the way. All right? Reveal your devil. Do whatever the fuck you want to do there. Have that matchup. If some fucking winner is not coming or whatever, do that there. Because at Revolution, I need my black world champion.
I
need my black world champion.
I need it.
And I'll tell you right now, every day after Revolution that I do not have a black world champion, I'm going to be asking, where's my black world champion?
Where is it? And? Where's the shrimp cocktail?
Where is it? Y'all better have it on there. You had bubbly for Jericho.
Yeah.
You can have shrimp cocktail.
Had pickles for MJF.
This nigga had pickles.
He had pickles.
This one had bubbly.
Yep. I need you. Only thing we're asking for is
shrimp cocktail.
Which I found out tonight, oddly enough, Brian doesn't like.
I don't like the sauce.
How? Oh.
Because I'm Key Verde. I like my shrimp cooked. All right. Like jumbo shrimp, miniature shrimp, Mozambique.
Some big ass shrimp that you be putting at the barbecues. Yeah, man.
Nah, my shrimp need to be cooked.
Nah, I see.
I'm just saying. No.
Like, shrimp.
My shrimp cocktail better on you.
Shrimp means small. Nigga, what the fuck is this?
It's a jumbo shrimp. That's also an oxymoron.
Yeah.
So. But no, all the props in the world. And as that, you said it best, they just did shit to do shit, and I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I did not fight. And this is why I say I love AEW too, because like, I love WWE, I love AEW, I love them all. But that's one of the things I love about AEW. Just do whatever the fuck you want. If the network, well, they're not even on network. They're on fucking pay-per-view. So pay-per-view, please do this shit. Do more on the, if people want to, if you want to risk your health for my entertainment, go on at it. I ain't stopping you.
Go on at it.
You know what you're signing up for.
Please.
Dude, you want to fight? Dude, when he hit Hangman, right? Mm-hmm. In the back with the fucking steel chair wrapped in barbed wire.
Yes.
And that one piece of barbed wire got caught, like, and you saw Hangman just free. Oh.
Fish hooked him.
There was at least five times in that matchup where I was just like,
"That's it? Those was rookie numbers. You need to watch that match."
I've seen a lot of that matches. But like, there were at least five parts of that match I'm just like, oh. And the blood drinking, nah, I ain't with that.
Yeah, that's a little.
A little too. I mean, I understand why you did it, but nah.
Did the Triple H with it?
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
But really quick, like I said, we have other topics on the show, and you did just bring up the Icons thing. 6-man match.
First of all, shouts out to Darby Allin. Got Edge to. You know, like,
it wasn't fully, but
yeah, it's never fully.
Yeah,
can't be fully because you know they have a makeup budget.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So they can only do half now, and that'll save the Netflix for next week. You see what I'm saying? You see what I did there?
That's Father of the Year.
What?
We're just about to talk about him.
But in all seriousness,
what up, Congo?
It's Sting. It's greatness.
Yes.
It just is what it is. Hey, guess what? Sting also outlasted Edge. Anyway. I didn't actually see all of the 6-man match, unfortunately, and I want to cry about it because I had to go get some food. But from what I saw, I enjoyed, especially the entrances.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very fucking good. For me, the 6-man match, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Basic, common sense Christian match.
Mm.
You know, Edge wants to fight me. I'm going to get out the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to run at you. I'm going to get out the ring. Like, oh, you're tagging in. Oh, the hell, I'm not. Luchasaurus.
Yep.
Like, hey, you want to do something to me? Nah, he's going to do it.
Nah.
He's going to do it. What up, Pat? Oh, shit, we're getting everybody here tonight.
Big Mike's in the building. AEW's hot garbage. Eddie's not here, man.
Eddie's not here. You don't have to. What up, Pat? Be on some COD later. But no, overall, it was a great match. Nick Wayne is hated, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Mm.
It's beautiful to see that fucking 18. And by the way, that kid gets it. He understands his business.
He has Christian with him, bro.
I mean, yeah, he's the Father of the Year. You're a TNT champion.
No, he's not.
Yeah, well, he actually is.
No, he's not the champion, though.
He actually is.
See, Luchasaurus is the TNT champion.
No, he was not.
You see, Luchasaurus is.
Was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Past tense.
Current tense.
No, not current tense.
Is.
Okay, because Kyle, you don't understand. First off, when you win a title, right?
Yes.
You have to hold the belt
mm-hmm.
and walk around with the belt. Put it around your waist or on your shoulder or around your neck. Or even put it in your pants and swing it around like this. Right? For the ladies. But no, you have to actually hold said title, right?
Well, Roman Reigns doesn't hold his title.
Well, he's the tribal chief. He doesn't need to hold his title. He has the great, legendary, intelligent mind Paul Heyman hold his title. Thank you, Dominique. See, he was a champion. Supposedly. And then there was a triple threat match that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And during that triple threat match, the guy who you think was champion
is
got pinned by the guy who is champion, the Father of the Year, Christian Cage.
There's a great quote that came out of NXT.
Okay.
When it was the Black and Gold brand.
Yes, sir.
And it was said so by one Velveteen Dream.
Yes.
Okay. The Dream has no recollection of that.
Okay. Understandable. So, but anyway, you know, overall, great match. Great fucking match. Yo, Luchasaurus, by the way, he needs to get more props, man.
He's getting better.
He needs to, and like I said, I remember watching him on Big Brother. Not like, he was signed to NXT at one point in the early years. Never really seen him on any of the shows. Didn't watch the online version of it, so I didn't really know how good of a wrestler he really was. But he always had the look for me, and that dude, I am so proud of where he is right now to be able to say he just did a pay-per-view match with, you know, one of the greatest of all time and another one of the greatest of all time and the Icon.
Greatest of all time.
The Icon. So I got to give him props for that. The bet that we've acknowledged. The Golden Jets defeat the Young Bucks.
Because it was a handicap match. It was a 2-on-1. I mean, 2-on-1s aren't supposed to be favored for the one with the one in the world of professional wrestling, I understand this. But even the great Matt Jackson couldn't withstand the offense and folded. Just says what it is, man. We got to get that boy a partner.
But the Golden Jets defeated the Bucks.
We got to get a partner.
So this is the reason why I, due to my prediction last week, have to acknowledge my tribal chief. But to get back to the Bucks, I love where they're going with them. I love the heel turn. I love that they're pissed off. I love the fact that they're destroying shit because they are EVPs. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Now it's time to have fun. And even today, you texted me something that I didn't even know was true until you legit confirmed it when you got here. BTE is officially dead.
Yeah.
There is officially no more BTEs.
BTE.
And that makes me sad. Because every Monday during my lunch break, it was good to come home and throw on YouTube. And what do you know? BTE was there.
No more Christian as fuck.
Yeah. All right. No more Merch Freak.
Yeah.
No more Brandon Cutler.
What
are we going to do without Cutler, man?
I hate to tell you this, right? Brandon Cutler, even if he has kids, you're still his only fan.
At least I don't pay for it. I was a fan of Cutler. All right, maybe compared to we're tag teaming. But no, I like where they're going with this. Again, I don't understand the Jericho Kenny thing. I legit don't understand why this is still a thing. Kenny needs to do something. And can I just say one more thing? And I hate to say this. And I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say this. Can we get someone to do a brain scan on Kota Ibushi? And I don't say that in a disrespectful way. I'm saying that as a fan who actually gives a damn about the guy's health. The guy that we have been seeing, even since the show I went to in Boston at Blood and Guts, is not the same Kota Ibushi that we have seen over the past couple years. There is something off with that guy. Physically, yes, he's a little bit thicker. But at the same time, like, mentally, he doesn't look like he's there. He doesn't realize he's in a match. This is the third time in a match where he starts randomly hurting himself for no fucking reason. Okay? He comes in late with the fucking thing like, wait, I'm supposed to do something? Wait, we won? Yeah, we won! Kenny's like, go in the corner, we're going to do the samurai thing. Yeah, hold on. Hi, everybody, hello. get in the corner. Yeah, I'm going. Hold on, wait a second. Hi. Oh, shit, we're on live TV. Fuck. Then he almost fucking kills himself doing that fucking acai moonsault off the ring. If you think I'm lying, please go back and watch any of the three matches that Kota has had in AEW.
Hey, Dustin Rhodes, blackface.
And then go compare him to who he was in the Cruiserweight Classic. Or go back and compare to who he was when he won the New Japan World Championship. You know what I'm saying? Go back and look at that guy and then look at the guy we're looking at right now. There is something seriously wrong with that dude. And as a fan, I am concerned to see Kota Ibushi in that ring. By the way, this motherfucker got fucking brain busted on a bicycle. Why?
For what?
How are you going to put a rat at the dinner table? So, thank you, Rinaldi. Thank you. It seems like there's something just not correct with this man in that ring. And I'm happy Rinaldi sees it too, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful when I say this. I'm just saying, yo, we need to look out for this dude, because he was a great talent. And just to me, something is not right. Something mentally is not right with that guy. I just have to say it.
All right. Anything else you want to go over that?
Before we get into the main event, we have a new women's champion. We have two new women's champions in AEW.
Julia Hart is your host champion.
Call that.
And Miss, watch for the shoe.
Shit up. Sits up. And watch for the shoe. That was great, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have one problem with that match.
Go ahead.
But you know what? I'll save it for that segment that we do. Because it's very... I have to talk about this because it really pissed me off. The match was a fucking banger, by the way. Both matches were really good. But that match was a fucking banger between her and Sheeta. But I have a major, major problem with that match. And it does piss me the hell off as a fan. Because it would have been a fucking classic, in my opinion, if this one thing did not happen.
Okay.
But Julia Hart, props to her, man. Like... You want to talk about the most improved wrestler of the year? Julia Hart. Hands down, in my opinion. Like, Yeah, I know we have an awards thing that we do.
Not like in Sky Blue?
Huh?
Not like in Sky Blue?
I had a come to Jesus moment with Sky Blue this past week.
Go ahead.
She is lucky she is fine. Because if she was not good looking, she'd have nice
assets
and
dingleberries.
What's that word that I say?
Titties!
Titties, yeah, titties. All right? If it wasn't for the fact that she was hot, I would not want her on my TV. She's not a bad wrestler, but she has the personality of a kumquat. I just have to say it. Like, she just does nothing for me aside for the thing she does for me.
What'd she do?
And Statlander looked great, too. Statlander, yo, props to her. I mean, they kind of just threw the belt on her, which we're all just like, huh, why? You just let it happen. Hey, it's Liz.
Mm-hmm.
I only see Liz because, you know, Macho. But no, in all actuality, props to all three of those girls. Props to all five of those girls, man. They all tore it up this weekend. Good on them. Thoughts on any of the matches?
No, the women's matches were definitely decent. A lot less botchy, a lot more cohesive in terms of, like, the storytelling in the ring. Especially with the whole Sky Blue completing her transformation into her character. It's a lot. How can I say this? Better realists.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Okay, cool. Quick thoughts, and I hate to say quick thoughts on this, because this match was another fucking banger on that card. Four-way ladder match for the tag titles.
I gotta say this, man. All right, number one. All right. Props to Big Bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number two. Props to whoever made those fucking ladders.
For real.
There was no give in those ladders, bro.
None of them.
Dude, they were taking spot after spot after spot on the same goddamn ladder. And that motherfucker was like, nah, bending.
I ain't breaking.
Not breaking. Mm-mm. Not moving.
You thought this was wood? You thought this was aluminum, bitch?
You know what I'm saying?
It's made a yellow cake.
Nah, but that ladder match was fantastic, man. Very, very high action. It was always action. There was always somebody that could have gotten to the ladder. They did really good with incorporating that into the match. Surprise winner, though. I didn't think they were going to pull it off.
No socks, baby. You don't bet.
The pigeon loose.
Oh, Velvet Sky is called Velvet Sky. Thank you for everything that you're doing right now. But no, and what she's about to do in this entrance. No, I mean, you don't bet against a guy who doesn't wear socks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is a bad motherfucker. Like what happened on Raw yesterday. You know, you don't bet against Gunther. I'm sorry.
Gunther!
We will talk about that later. But yeah, you don't bet against a guy who doesn't wear socks. Come on, son. And like you said, big props to Big Bill, man. This is a guy who just went through a lot of bullshit in his life.
Yeah.
Was in rehab. Thought he was about to die. This dude came back and has reinvented himself. He did the right thing in TNA, or in it, well, technically they're Impact, but they're going to be TNA again.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there, rebuilt himself. Like you always say, go to Impact and hone your craft before you go somewhere else. He's been lost in the shuffle a little bit on pretty much Ring of Honor. And you know what I'm saying? It was just like thrown in one group and then he was just teaming up with somebody else. And then, you know, him and fucking, I wasn't going to lie, him and Cage look good together. But you need somebody with personality. So you put them with no socks and you got what you got. You got a good tag team right there. You got two guys who are believable as tag team champions. So am I? Oh! ODB. the one person I would love to motivate. But no, overall, props to all eight of those guys, man. That was a banger of a match. Dax Harwood, don't let nobody drop kick you while you have a ladder on your head. Don't do that.
Ever again.
Ever again. The fact that you weren't concussed, like, it was a cool spot, but no.
Mm.
You were paying for it in first class.
I just felt that one thing about that match, though.
Okay.
As good as it was, I don't know what it was about the ending of the match. It just seemed kind of rushed.
Yeah.
It just seemed like they were like, all right, fellas, go home.
Oh, another person I want to give props to with that match, because this is the first time he looked amazing to me, Dralístico. Dralístico looked like a fucking star in that match. And that gonzo bomb he ate off that ladder that don't bend.
That shit didn't budge.
The gonzo bomb is a deadly fucking move. You're going to take that shit off the top rope onto a ladder that didn't break.
That, just like, nah.
Mm-mm. Nope. The fuck? You bump into me? You mean to tell me Brody King's big ad? Brody King's a phenomenal fucking big man, seriously. Too. That dude's a fucking beast.
That ladder, made itself a star that night.
For real. So, that was definitely fucking brutal. But yeah, no, props to everybody, man. That match was so damn good. But I guess we got to wrap that night up.
Yeah, I'm yawning already, shit.
No. It's only 7 o'clock, shit.
Hey, listen, man. This whole nighttime early shit, I fucking hate it.
What you doing? I'm going to bed. What time is it? 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock? What the fuck?
Man, it's only 5 o'clock.
But I guess I will...
put it on the screen.
All right. An overbooked finale, because... why?
Get the diamond ring. It's your diamond. Get it.
I'm going to hit him with this belt. Oh, shit. I can't move it. Oh, he fucking took it. Where do we start on this one? Because, technically it started on the pre-show.
Yeah.
I was 80% right on that.
And then MJF got hurt. Adam Cole says he's going to do it one leg.
Right.
It's just...
yeah.
A little bit too much.
I agree. You guys did a lot to get to the ending that we already knew was going to happen. Like, we all knew, with all due respect to Jay White, who got to give him a shit ton of props for what he just went through. We all knew MJF was not losing that title.
That was not a shot in damn hell.
Not in hell. So, for me, it was like, you mean to tell me you're legitimately not going to allow Max to compete with an injured leg, but you're going to let a guy who had double ankle surgery step in place for him for the match? Let him defend it.
One freaking leg.
With one freaking leg. Well, one freaking ankle. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Max comes back. He does the fucking, you know, Austin spot where you drive back into the arena. You know, got the ambulance sounds already playing. The Velvet's having a good time right now. Or not. Who knows? But you do that spot. You have him drive all the way in, get excited, and then all of a sudden kaput. You know what I'm saying? Max is back in the match. Business as usual. Now, for me, all that shit was unnecessary. Not needed whatsoever. Now, when we get to the match itself, fucking brilliant. Fucking brilliant. Like, you had two guys go out there, storytelling, the entire match. Max's leg was the story of the entire match, until you got to Jay White's arm. Then you got Jay's arm in fucking danger. And, you know, the two of these guys calculated and presented a very entertaining and believable match for these young wrestlers to do. I got to give them all the fucking props in the world, man. But that overbooked ending, or that overbooked for the main event, was like so unnecessary. So unnecessary. Any other thoughts?
Switchblade deserves better.
Bang, bang, gang.
Moving right along, we actually are banging out some fucking topics
today. I mean, we hit the entire show, because let's be honest, overall score of the pay-per-view.
9.5 out of 10.
I'm not going to lie, I'm right there with you, and I will say this. We talk about this every year, that for some reason, January 4th always has that match, and we're waiting for a match to top it. Mm. It took till November to find the match that I think tops Ospreay versus Omega. Only because this match was so fucking brutal. It's going to go down in history as probably one of the greatest AEW matches of all time, in my opinion. And for this year, I am okay with giving a death match an overall number one seed compared to a classic wrestling match.
Here's my thing about that match.
Yes.
It's in the running, but I only watched it once. I got to go back and make sure that when I watch it again, it can still have that same feel of being great as it is all four times I've watched.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But seriously, in all honesty, I don't want to be that guy that's caught in the moment and say, oh, this is the best match of the year, when it was a great match. Mm-hmm. But it's still too fresh in my head to give it an overall match, to say that it's better than what I thought was a perfect fucking match.
You did say it was a perfect fucking match. The only thing that I will throw out there in this match's defense, it had a better story going into it.
Mm.
That's the only thing I can say. And when you think about the story and when you watch it back, look for all the little details that are in that match, like the finger paints that Swerve was touching in the house, Hangman stapling them to his face. You know what I'm saying? Like
Swerve doing it to him. This is unnecessary.
All of it was unnecessary. Everything about the match was unnecessary. But was it great?
Just stapling the fucking. We don't need to see that.
You don't gotta do it. I mean, if you're gonna do it, fuck it. All right, I gotta tell you no. But shit, like, come on, son, this hurts. And then pulling him out. He did a promo with like 9 staples. Mind you, he had all those staples in his body during that entire fucking match.
He didn't give a fuck.
Did not give a fuck.
He ain't going through no metal detectors.
I hope not. you want to finish up? Actually, there's 2 more bits of AEW news. Would you want to get to those or would you want to get here?
It's about time.
It's that time?
Yeah. Go ahead and throw it on the screen.
All right. Motherfuckers, album's dropping next week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the
B352
Stacks.
Oh man, we.
hey, you know something? They can't even copyright us because I was the original composer of that song.
Exactly.
So see, I did this to fuck with the algorithm on Facebook. You can't copyright strike us. Ha! Flute, bitches.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Hold on.
Like Vincent.
Can we get the... anyway. The... we're on the week. We're known for talking wrestling. We're known for talking jokes. We're known for talking about current events, like I'm about to. And we're also known for a segment called Barry of the Week, in which case we're not saying the... Well, I am. That's our career is not over, but at this particular time, you can always...
Is it worth it for him? Because he can't. He really can't. I mean, try to do better, but...
Alright. Hang on. This next bit is going to be labeled Surviving Sean Combs.
Do it again.
Surviving Sean Combs. Thank you. Back it up. Take that. That came with a total different meaning over the transpired information that we got. 50 Cent tried to warn ya.
Yep.
He tried to told you the Pup he was a weirdo. Y'all want to listen to him.
Yep.
All right. And let's see. Mace tried to tell you that Puffy is a fucking weirdo. Y'all wouldn't listen to him. Jada Kiss wanted to drop a whole piano on him for being a fucking thief.
Yeah.
And a weirdo. Alright? You gotta sign NDAs to get into Puffy's parties for a reason. Okay? Now, the newest NDA.
Because that all got disclosed. We already know about it.
Bro. He had settled that case, okay? In about the amount of time that Undertaker dropped his belt back to Hulk Hogan. That was fresh off the presses. They had TMZ talking about what happened. And you know how TMZ puts those reports on Facebook?
Yes.
Edited, like 2 hours later.
Yeah, updates.
Settled.
Update.
For a rumored 10 figures. Rumored 10 figures. They don't really get the exact figure, but...
10 figures is a lot of figures.
Just want to say this. You're accused of doing something absolutely heinous. I'm not even going to tell you the BS that he's accused of, because it's absolutely fucking sick.
Can I bring one of them up?
Go ahead.
And it doesn't have to do with her. It has to do with Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
The rumor of, you know, I'm going to blow this motherfucker's car up.
For talking to her?
For talking to a girl.
Yeah.
And guess what? Mysteriously,
The motherfucker's car goes.
You gotta hire better than those,
yeah.
You know, those AEW fireworks. But honestly, though, this guy's getting indicted now in the Tupac Shakur slang, saying that it was a paid to kill both Pac and Suge. This guy did the most heinous act you can ever do to a female and forcing her. I don't want to tell you of what because I don't want to
get Google it, bitches.
Let's just say if you want the info,
Google it.
Tried to blow up Kid Cudi's car. There was a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But, however, one thing I want to get off my chest.
Yes.
If someone accuses you of doing something heinous, and you say, even if you did it.
Yeah.
I ain't do that shit. You're going to try to go on a tour if I didn't do that shit. My lawyers will handle that shit.
Yep.
We'll see our day in court. Now, if you settle in 24 hours or less, you did that shit. There's just no way other way of putting that.
Yeah.
You are guilty. Or something that you couldn't say that you did. She had some type of evidence mm-hmm. that was like, oh, you recorded him? I'm just going to keep this video. Here's you in the corner. What are you doing? Do you want that to hit World Star or do you want to give this girl $30 million?
You be quiet. Time to love over here.
Bro, what? I never want to hear nothing from Bad Boy again. If anything, that Puffy's, I'm not even.
Fuck!
What's that?
What do you think's producing my album? I got a good deal. He offered me 10 figures.
In the non-disclosure.
We gotta get. Oh, I ain't going to New York. Fuck that. I know what that. I know what happens there. I don't
know. Nah, I ain't going to those parties.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Koch.
Yeah. And apparently, just so you know, there was a little bit of sword fighting in one of those movies. But anyway, what we're gonna do is just skip right on over that. And nah, but seriously though, I don't want. Dude, your career's over. You're done, man. You're done in my eyes. Listening to anything Puffy related, including his last R&B album, it should be as taboo as bigging up a R. Kelly song these days. Because honestly, what did he do differently? Anybody? Go ahead. Oh my lord.
That's the only difference. We don't know if that occurred. That was never disclosed. One person, we knew the answer.
Puffy's career is...
What up, source?
Over. You are now like the third member of the Jungle Book. You know that little guy, that stunt guy, you know, that, yeah. Anyway, you're pretty much done, son. It's a wrap. You're, I don't want to say it because everybody's going to know or think that I'm saying something homophobic if I say what I wanted to say. I'm going to have to, you know, apologize to the letter people because.
Again? We have to apologize on this one.
The LGBTQP ditties. Anyway. But seriously, though. Bro, it's pretty much the most disgusting, vile thing that you can do to a female.
Yes.
Especially one that you're in a damn relationship with, sporting her all over the world. Keeping money from her songs because let's all be face facts. Puffy robbed the shit out of everybody on his record label. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the smooth sounds of VB352. Stacks. Album coming soon. Yes.
Okay. I
should
quit smoking.
Damn, I do have an ear.
Okay. I apologize. I was one. You know, the eyes were closed. It was like you're in the zone. Smooth sounds, soothing sounds, baby.
Oh my
lord. Andre can't be the only one making black noise music. All right, I want in. I want in on this money.
All right, you know what my burial is. Go ahead, man.
I mean, first off, my burial is not that. Okay. Diddy, you done. Fucking done, son.
Took that.
You shouldn't. Didn't we realize something was wrong with this motherfucker when he made them motherfuckers walk to Brooklyn for some cheesecake?
Nigga, you could have drove.
Holding these balloons.
It has to be Cambodian.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure Cambodian, baby.
This is 100%.
But Chappelle even told us. Come on, man. Who goes swimming with Aquaman?
Where is Farnsworth Bentley? We know he's seen some shit.
Oh, he ran away a while ago.
And when it comes to Puffy, you literally seen shit.
Shit.
Yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. That was a bad.
Could be worse. Could be Will and Dwayne.
Hey. They didn't settle in 24 hours. They're doing the suing, not the receiving.
I heard it was a backdoor deal.
Oh!
Speaking of backdoors, my burial of the week. It is wrestling related. And like I said, it's something that I saw that kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, not doing this nice.
Saban's fucking doing it. The AEW Women's Championship match.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. All right? It was a great fucking match. I loved it. I liked the outcome of the winner. I like everything in between. However, the ending of that match, I have a problem with. I talk about this all the time. Referees being blind.
Legally blind.
Now.
Legally blind.
Who's right? It was Aubrey, right?
It was Aubrey
Edwards. Now, you're usually one of the top tier referees in AEW, right?
AEW.
I said AEW.
Okay.
Before, instead of doing the swerve na-na dance in the background before you go out in the ring and referee, you know, a world title match, right? Don't get yourself tired and dizzy. Because you know what happens when you're tired and dizzy?
What happens?
Your vision gets blurry. You start to see things, yeah. Right? In her case, she totally didn't see something. All right, now, as we all know here on the UWO podcast, we observe our women of professional wrestling in a very respectful manner.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate their abilities in the ring. We appreciate the outfits that they wear, their music, their presentation. It was fucking great, right? And Timeless Toni Storm is right up there right now. She's one of the most, if not the most entertaining women, a woman in professional wrestling currently. Now, the ending of the match, right? You had Luther outside of the ring handing her things. And he had this little tray. A silver tray. Right? Let me ask you a question, Kyle.
Go ahead.
Hey, Miss Carrie, please don't be mad at this question. What color are Toni Storm's butt cheeks?
I don't know because I've never looked at her past her eyes, so I couldn't tell you how white they are.
All right, so we'll just say on the safe side, they're probably white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not purple, not blue, definitely not silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because for some reason, right? Now, we all know Pro Wrestling 101. We as fans are supposed to see something that the referee does not see, okay? Now, we're supposed to get a hint of something to know something is about to happen, but the referee does not see. Now, when she's on the floor, her Kyle Sheeta's to the side. Aubrey's checking on Sheeta. Luther's getting involved in his shenanigans. During this period, Toni Storm takes about a good, this is, what was it, like 8 or 9 inch plate, silver plate, and puts it in her ass for her finishing move. Sweet Hip Music.
On top of.
No. Underneath said clothing.
Yeah.
On the cheek.
Okay, there you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the problem with doing that. Right, Tony? The fact that halfway down your cheek, we can see said cheek through fishnets. Now, when she places said plate on the cheek, visibly, you can see the plate on the cheek. Now, we've already established the fact that her cheeks are not made of silver. And they are white. You can clearly see on her ass cheek, there's a silver fucking plate there, right? Aubrey is looking at her. Looking at said cheeks. Watches said cheeks go running across the ring in a beautiful, stylish fashion. And smack silver plate on cheek to Hikaru Shida's head. In front of Aubrey the entire time. She sees the plate, people. Then, she turns her over. She covers her. Not only is she covering her, Kyle, guess what she's doing?
What's she doing, bro?
She has her cheek!
The whole cheek?
The cheek! Oh. Not even the whole cheek, well, the whole cheek with the silver plate that you can see through the fishnets right next to Aubrey Edwards as Aubrey is counting 1, 2, 3. She rolls in the direction of Aubrey Edwards where you can clearly see the plate still on the cheek. AEW, save your referees because they look fucking stupid.
Nah, she has anus glaucoma. She can't see her ass.
Out of all people, Aubrey freaking Edwards does not see this 9-inch silver plate on Toni Storm's beautiful, voluptuous, round, wide-hipped, bubbly, thick, thick, peanut butter thick cheeks with fishnets, Kyle.
9 inches, Toni Storm's ass cheeks, gotta count to 3.
I mean, it's a win-win. I'm just throwing that out there, but that's my barrier. Look, Aubrey, do better. A lot. AEW referees, all of y'all, do better. And if anyone's wondering why I'm looking at her cheeks,
Research reasons.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah, I guess that was the barrel of the week.
All right. Take that.
All right.
Seems like yesterday we stocked show. I ordered them niggas, you guys to go.
Let's go. Lock you in a room. You must be the help. Where would you like to go? Would you like to go with this?
Or who just has niggas ready to fuck on speed dial, though? Mother, you're a weird dude.
Like, girls, I understand. Like, look, Luda and Snoop had hoes in different area codes. You know, not man hoes. Yeah, man. Can't be man whoring.
This nigga
got who the fuck knows a man whore?
So you got dicks from all my chicks. You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. I was.
Next. Thank you, Jackson. Even Jackson said it's hard not to look at those sheets. Research-wise. Where would you like to go? Would you like to go?
Up one.
Right here?
Ding dong.
All right.
Put it on screen.
All right. Eddie Kingston just said, fuck what you thought this tournament was going to be. It is now going to be a Triple Crown tournament. Holy shit. AEW is doing something right. They are doing something right.
And shout out to Eddie Kingston. He's been stepping his shit up. Said Punk is going to blow up my car. As long as he ain't sending his niggas at me. And they want it. Them niggas ain't trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? How would you get
that? Can I just say that now that I think about it, I used to love the song Senorita. I can never listen to that again. Or I Need a Girl. One or two.
He was lying. He's a man.
Personally, I love this. I love the fact, first off, I said it last week, I love the fact that AEW is doing their version of the G1.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I always say, in the world of professional wrestling, we have seen everything already done. Why not do a G1? Go for it. And the fact that they just added Eddie Kingston into the tournament, which we discussed last week, you know, a reason for him to be in this tournament, and they did announce Mark Briscoe as well. A reason for him to be in this tournament now is to defend those titles. So him being in this tournament just added some intrigue because, like he said, at the end of the tournament, the winner of the tournament will not only be the first ever Continental Classic champion, will not only be the New Japan Strong champion, and now the Ring of Honor World champion. So all three of those will go to said winner. We're basically getting an Ultimo Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And companies are starting to buy into it. And I would not be surprised, especially based on the fact that it's called the Continental Classic. We talked about international performers. And by the way, the next topic, I was right. So, I mean, he can't really do the tournament, but he should be in the tournament legally. I would not be surprised if El Ego, El Vikingo is in this tournament and you throw that AAA title in there. I would not be surprised whoever the CMLL champion is and throw that title into the tournament. I would not be surprised if Impact decides to throw their name in the hat and put their title in that tournament. And I am so happy this is a possibility of happening. Because not only do you get these two, really two companies working together, but it's going to give an opportunity for other companies to be like, okay, I see what they're doing with New Japan. I'm okay with that. Give our guys that exposure. You know what I'm saying? If it's someone who's that good, like they've been doing Vikingo, maybe Vikingo could be the champion. You know what I'm saying? Like, we obviously are throwing Danielson in there. Andrade just announced it on Collision that he is going to be a part of the tournament. There's going to be a, I guess, the drafting ceremony or a bracket ceremony this coming Wednesday on Dynamite they just announced. So, for me, I am all in for this tournament. I am all in for this tournament. Not only am I all in, I even wrote a song.
No,
I have a song. I prepared that one. Greatness 8. That's all it is Greatness 8.
No, I didn't want to do this one. Use this to blow bubbles. Hey, you talking
about is that the one Nemo and the Puffy's crew?
Wait a second. He wanted me to play the flute. Something's wrong here.
You had a meat flute. Anyway.
At least I'm not going to be in a turkey suit like Adrian's about to be.
All right.
What are your thoughts on what Eddie just did with this title, adding the titles to it?
Bro, I'm all for tournaments. I love tournaments, especially as when done correctly. A tournament that would actually mean something versus a King of the Ring tournament where, you know, you get a crown, go home with your life. But yeah, adding the titles to it, I think that just made it that much more intriguing as what they needed to do. Have it be for something.
Yes.
They just gave away the winner of the tournament by doing it, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm all for this. Again, so for this. All right. Next up, we can fly through these last couple ones.
Let's do it.
All right.
Put it on screen.
Okay. The Billy Goat, Will Ospreay.
He's officially signed to AEW. Kyle, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Boom! Hate to say it, man. I'm sorry. My bad. Bro.
Yo, why did Awesome Kong just raw dog a turkey? Without a fucking
glove? Well, I'm not even going to touch that. Anyway.
not that turkey.
Yeah. But, dude, huge. Fucking ridiculously big. I mean, this. Any company he signed to, realistically, you can name 10 matches on the top of your head that you would rather see. Well, not rather see, that you want to see. But I got to say this. The announcement seems rushed. And in that, he did a good job of letting people know, like, I mean, I am signed. I am still have some obligations I need to fulfill with New Japan before I come over here fully. And when I do, line them up, things of that nature. But you can't be a company, in which case your owner gets on television, on the Twitter, not television, and says, you know, this company is talking to our talent while they're under contract. They would never do that. I don't understand why they would. We have our legal team ready, blah, 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 blah. And then turn around and do something like this and actually highlight it. I don't think that you should have made that announcement. Kept him on the back burner, but don't make that announcement until that you can say, well, next week he'll be in action or next week he'll be in the ring. Mm. We shouldn't have to wait till 2024 for something this big of this magnitude.
Yeah.
You could have definitely portrayed this better. I'm definitely all for the signing. Mm. It's just the delivery of the... how can I say this? The delivery of the message came a little too soon for me. This is like one of those Marvel teasers. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd be like, hey, the new Secret Wars movie is coming in 2028. You know what I mean? Like,
what am I do for 4 years?
Exactly. But in all honesty, I'm happy for Will. I think he made the right choice in going to AEW. And I know this term gets used a lot in the world of professional wrestling, especially when it comes to AEW. But I think in this case, it's going to be not lost in the shuffle. You are the one that's doing the shuffling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In WWE, I really think that he would have been lost in the shuffle, a la like the Cody's, the Jay's, the Bloodline stories, the this, the that. You don't just come in and then, especially since you've never actually stepped foot in a WWE ring, how the fans would accept you. When him, would you seen him with the Omegas? You seen him going into New Japan's? You seen him going in fucking everywhere that he fucking feels like it, and he had the freedom to do such. And he's going up against the best people in the world. But I tell you this, is that when Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay is going to be finally his final match, in my prediction, that's my prediction! Let me have it. It's going to fucking kill it.
I agree with practically everything you said. And I'll tell you right now, I honestly was not looking at the announcement part of this the way you just described it. And I'm happy you did, because I really was not thinking about, you know, Tony Khan going on the offensive with WWE and talking about talent, because it is, like you said, it's contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're saying one thing and then you just do something else. I think the fact that this announcement was made was probably a way of still keeping that relationship with New Japan without fucking New Japan over. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, we know Ospreay's leaving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know he's going somewhere. At least if he's going to go to AEW, and the fact that they're negotiating this publicly, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can work something out. Maybe, you know, you allow us to get some of your talent over here in New Japan, which is, they've already done with Eddie Kingston. They've done it with Mox. They've done it with Lance Archer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to keep the relationship open and say, hey, you know, Ospreay is going to come to America full time as a performer. But if you guys still want to use him in the future, you know, the door is always open. You know, and it's good standing grace with New Japan. But like you said, I do kind of agree with that. It's kind of fucked up that, you know what I'm saying, you are publicly touting this guy when, you know, we didn't need a surprise announcement at all. Like, we're good on those, Tony. Like, if you want to surprise, just surprise us, turn the lights off.
Really?
Like,
seriously?
Like, stop just letting us, hyping us up for something, and then be like, oh, yeah, we're getting, guess what we're getting? You guys get Will fucking Ospreay.
It's cool, man.
Huh?
It's cool.
It is. Like, hey, you guys get Will Ospreay, but guess what? Y'all can't see until 2024.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, it's bullshit. So, and I agree with you as well. He made the right choice. Do I think he would have been lost in the sauce in WWE? Probably not. Because of where he is, and it's not the Vince era where I feel like a star of his magnitude is going to NXT, which is what I think everyone's biggest fear was. If he went to WWE, he'd be going to NXT, which we all know he should not be in NXT. He's a main eventer. He should be a star of the show. He should be a focal point. And I think it's actually good. AJ's dressed up as a turkey. I actually think it's good that he's announcing 2024. Because it allows the MJF storyline to play out. Now, does it end at World's End? Who knows? Does it go on a little bit further till Revolution? Who knows? However, we know that, with all due respect to Max, that storyline and him being champion, there are way too many guns pointed at him right now for him to hold that title for another fucking year. But, I mean, there is enough storylines to keep it going, but AEW, I don't feel like they're going to get caught in that, you know, we need to have our champions hold the belt for 3 years yet, because they're still relatively new. And the moment a guy like Ospreay is full-time on that roster, he needs to be gunning for that world title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with all due respect, MJF has been doing storyline-driven wrestling, which has worked really, really well. It goes to show AEW can do storylines. But that world title has always been about the best competitor, not like the best storyline. So for me, when that belt gets off Max, it's fair game for everybody. Everybody, like Jay White, Omega, Swerve, my next black champion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need those matches. Like, not just because of storyline, but that belt now means something. Whoever holds that belt is top tier. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it has a bad lineage. It has a fucking great lineage of wrestlers. There's not one bad name holding that belt yet.
Phil.
He never lost it. So, for me, that's what it was. But yeah, no, I love the Ospreay idea. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
It was just, I just had that little critique, man.
No, I'm with you on that. The fact that, like you said, you brought it up, I didn't even think of it like that. I'm all for it. I'm with you on that, 100%. Mm-hmm. And we have one more to go. Do you want to pull it up?
War Games! Sorry, you got to get the imp. Oh, no. Oh, no.
War Games, people. It's the official theme song.
That is now the official theme song? No, I tell you.
War Games.
All right. What's actually turning out to be very well, very well done.
Yes.
Number five on this, we're just going to go up. I'm going to bounce it to you. You bounce it to me. Carlito versus Santos Escobar.
I am so happy that they fucking broke this guy up. I've been saying this for months now. Santos needs to be a star.
You don't need no
Bell. Yeah.
They're holding him back.
Yeah, fuck them all. Fuck all of them. Cruz and thing, fuck them all. Well, Dotto Bell, by the way, best theme song in wrestling that nobody gets to hear anymore. I got to go with Santos, man. With all due respect to Carlito, Carlito don't need that win.
No.
No. He needs to be involved in the storyline unless Santos gets screwed, which I don't see him getting screwed unless the LWO screws him over. But I'm all for it. He fired Zelina, like somebody here has been requesting.
Yes.
It's time for Santos to be a star, man. That place was booing the shit out of him. I was smiling watching that promo.
She slapped the shit out of him, though.
Oh, don't worry, Zelina. Your payback's coming, and it ain't a Dominic phone call.
Damn.
No, Santos need this win, so I got to give it to Santos Escobar.
All right. No, by the way, I'm totally with you. Mm-hmm. All right. Mine, and we're going to save that one. We're going to go Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark.
That's on you.
Does the bell ring is my question. It does ring?
It does. Twice. In the beginning and the end.
Shortest match of the year?
Could be.
Okay. you got the interesting one.
Okay.
On one side.
So we're both going with Rhea, right?
Oh, come on, son. Yeah.
Let me put the chat back up. I don't see if any predictions are
in here. Who the fuck? Hey, listen, you think it's always Stark, all right? Congratulations. Whatever the fuck you ever smoking, it's some really, really good shit.
Hey, if you're going with Zoe Stark, yo, Diddy got a hotel room for you if you need it.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So, the next one. is actually interesting, in my opinion, anyway. Okay. You got the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time and still going in Gunther. And on the other side, you got a guy who I can never get that word out the first time, made the Intercontinental Championship legitimate over the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
In, I should say the mid-card title because he was a good U.S. champion as well. In The Miz.
I love this fucking storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it from the moment we thought, are we turning Miz face?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's actually working. Like, it's actually working. Those people were fucking behind him yesterday.
Yes.
But let me say this. First and foremost, Gunther ethered the Miz. He ethered the Miz. Miz made some phenomenal points. Trust me, it was a good promo by the Miz. But Gunther just bullied his ass.
You grew up idolizing the people that when you got into the business. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's rare that we say the Miz gets owned on the microphone.
He got it.
Miz got ethered yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so props to Gunther on that. But with all due respect, I got to say this. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think Miz is going to have a couple like close near falls. But overall, the reign continues for Gunther.
Oh, yeah.
The reign continues. I don't know who's going to take that fucking belt off of him. But unfortunately, it's not Mike the Miz.
All right.
Little Mike the Miz.
So now we can get into the men's war game. I'm saving women's because I actually do have a point to do. Ooh. Actually, let's go with the women's first because it's my turn. On the women's side,
yes,
you got Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, and who does not fucking belong there, and Becky Lynch.
Oh, wait, Becky Lynch, someone actually.
Versus Bayley, Asuka, Io, and Kairi.
You up first, so.
It's about time that the last two I named, Io and Kairi,
mm-hmm.
say, fuck y'all, we can go do this on our own. And I think that the seeds have already been planted in doing that, that little fake-ass hug that Bayley got. But anyway,
They gonna fuck her up.
Yeah, and the last time I seen Io in a War Games match, it was fucking amazing. I'm actually looking forward to seeing her do another one, because I know she's gonna do a backflip off.
I heard this is supposed to be really, really fucking good.
Which one?
The K-Slay rolling.
Oh, yeah, I saw that thousands of times. Oh, okay. Anyway, gonna say it. Damage Control wins. Io gets the pin.
I agree. I think Damage Control is going to win. I feel like they should lose, because to me the story is about Bayley now. Mm-hmm. You know, with all due respect to the other girls, I feel like Bayley is going to get face turned. They're going to jump her out of the group. I don't feel like it needs to happen immediately after War Games, but I feel like it's going to happen soon. I think, like you said, you know, Kairi and Io are going to look at it and be like, we don't need y'all. And Asuka's just there to be Asuka because Dakota's injured. You know, and Dakota has been involved in every War Games. I would not be surprised if she does something in this match just to say that she was in the cage again. Hopefully her leg's doing better. But, yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't see the faces needing this win at all. Like, I don't see Becky and Bianca and Trent. If anything, it gives Bianca more motivation to turn heel if they lose. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to go with Damage Control.
Hey, so far, it's been over majority sweeps. Okay. And don't worry, this one is about to be a sweep again. War Games.
Ooh.
Cody Rhodes. Seth. Got to say it.
Wait, you didn't do the thing. You didn't do the thing.
Whoa! Sorry. My bad. I apologize to all the Codyites.
Eddie.
Yes. Seth freaking Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and now Zle Viper versus Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, the most overheel in the game.
Facts.
And JD McGunna and Drew McIntyre, who is not part of Judge Madai, but I'm going to help Judge Madai at War Games, because I hate Jey Uso.
Did you skip a name?
Who?
You were naming the guy's team, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you say Ted DiBiase Jr. was in this match?
No, I said Le Viper. See, Ted DiBiase, he's in federal penitentiary. He's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, wait, hold up. Wait, Wait. Cody, did you not hear what Cody said yesterday?
Yeah, he said he had a legacy with him.
Yeah, he had a legacy with him.
And he has voices in his head.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in the pen, you got to listen to people talk over PA and tell you what to do. Why does everybody think it's Randy Orton? It's Ted DiBiase Jr.
Because when the fans were chanting Randy, he said, you're right.
They were saying, Teddy.
Oh, Teddy. It's the audio problem.
Audio issues. Oh, my like God. When they pump in crowd noise. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be saying, Teddy, Teddy. Because okay. If you look at their mouths, they weren't going, ruh. They were going,
tuh. Oh, see, that's that 4K shit. I don't got that 4K.
See, I got 4K TV. Yeah, upgrade, man. We're going to 8K pretty soon. But no, it's not Ted DiBiase Jr., it's Randy Orton. Man, I...
By the way, Judgment Day has the advantage.
Judgment Day has the advantage, and here's the kicker. I'm going Judgment Day on this one.
So is everybody else.
Really?
I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh, no, please do, because I feel like what you're going to say is where I was about to go.
What don't you trust in this world? Snakes.
Like Ted DiBiase Jr.
Or I was going home with
Brett Favre?
Viper.
Oh.
Thingamabobber. And yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton did not get along when Cody Rhodes decided to leave the Legacy.
But they did hug and stuff when he came back. Now, here's my thing. Last time we saw Randy Orton, what was happening, Kyle?
Jey Uso was stomping the shit out of him.
And taking his tag team title.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And injured him. Here's another question.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Randy and Seth got along?
Not never.
Okay. What do we say about Cody Rhodes? He needs what until WrestleMania? Something to do.
Needs something to do.
Randy's going to turn on him.
Mm-hmm.
Randy's going to turn heel in this match.
Yeah.
He's going to cost him this match.
Spoiler alert.
Like, I'm sorry, I can't put my money on the faces. I gotta go with the heels on this one, goddammit. And it all makes too much sense. Like, did you see the way Jay looked when they announced, well, when he was telling everybody who his tag partner was, or the fifth man's gonna be? He was in the corner like, wait, what? Yeah, these motherfuckers won't celebrate. He's like, wait, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Him? You sure it's not Ted DiBiase? So...
Ted DiBiase is going to escort them to the ring.
I don't think he's escorting it. I think he's being escorted.
See, yeah, but the escorts are going to escort him
right.
to escort them to the ring.
Okay, see, that makes more sense. Because it's hard to do when you're on the hands.
Or substitute. That ain't doing nothing. Get Ted DiBiase senior.
Yeah, he's still trying to get his belt back from L.A. Knight. Yeah. We haven't got one of those in it's all night.
Money. Money. That's what I have to belt. But go ahead.
So, but no, I got to give this one. I have to go Judgment Day. I have to go. Thank you. Hold on, wait. Thank you, Bird. Whose story is fire?
Jay's
story has been fire.
I'm sorry, because whose story is it branched off of, though? Is there?
I mean, well, here's
the thing.
See, Kyle, this is what I've been forever. My tribal chief, who's been champion for over 1,200 plus days,
yes.
has never been the focal point of his own story. I've been saying that for how long?
But he doesn't need to be the focal point because he is the focal point. The story is the tribal chief.
It's yes, like, my tribal chief.
Yes, your tribal chief. Yeah. The greatest of all time.
But wouldn't story, you agree? But the story,
wouldn't you agree?
Greatest of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, statistically, he's almost there. There's three people in front of him, WWE, three people in front of him that include Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Bruno Sammartino.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who's actually between them
is
Bob Backlund.
The Philippians must learn to read. I'm
sorry. Respect Bob Backlund.
I had to get that one out. I was holding that one in for a long
time. Fucking plebeians. But no. He's up there. He's definitely a great, an all time great, yes. He still has some work to do. Like I acknowledge my tribal chief.
Yeah, of course you
he
do.
He is a champion of all champions.
And a very defensive champion.
Yeah, he defends that title when
fighting champion.
He needs to. But
champion of the people.
That's right. Because he's usually with the people. But no, the story has always been about Jay. You would have even said the story has been about Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you, Mr. Bird.
Do you want me to explain?
It's Jay's story.
And I'm going to put this into perspective for the people who are being naysayers and or listening and saying, oh, these guys are crazy. This story is about Roman. Okay. When Roman did come back from his hiatus during COVID.
Yes. Yeah,
he came back and he made a statement in which case he beat Bray Wyatt and he beat Braun Strowman. He got the title. His motto was wreck it and leave.
Yeah? Yes.
So now he wants to get his family together. And Jay wasn't with what he was doing. Now, in order to get Jay to get him fall in line, he put on not one but two matches with Jay, in which case Jimmy comes along to run from injury. But Jay now has to acknowledge him. Okay? Yes. So Jay recruits Jimmy, they get their thing going. Jimmy hates Roman. Now Jay convinces him to get with Roman. Okay? Yeah. Cool. So now the Usos are doing their bidding. They get their belts, right?
Yeah.
Jay's still the focal point in this story. How? Because it was both the Usos. Because Jay had this little guy called Sami Zayn who was trying to get into the family.
Yeah.
And then the story was, is Jay going to be able to trust Sami? Mm-hmm. So now that Sami is actually a full-fledged member, proved himself in War Games, the story was the buddy relationship between Jay and Sami. Mm-hmm. Until Sami decided to turn on Roman, and who's the one that disappeared? Everybody wanted to know where his loyalty
was. It was Jay Uso.
Okay, and then the rest is history. You guys are doing wrong going from there.
Exactly. So, in other words, it was never really about Roman.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, throwing that out there for people. But no, my pick is Judgment Day for this match, Kyle.
Yeah, Judgment Day. Of course it's Judgment Day, and I think Randy Orton's going to turn on him once Cody's about to get his pin, and yeah. And then... Fuck Jay up! He's gonna beat the shit out of Jay. Randy does not forget. Ask Kane. Yeah. He does not forget. I mean, listen. Ask Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He does not forget.
Nope.
But yeah, man, I definitely got the Judgment Day winning that, and I think that this is going to be the defining moment in the career of Dominic Mysterio and all of his greatness.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Anybody agree with that?
Honestly, I'll even throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Dominic gets the win. Dominic finds a way to win. Randy Orton looks at Dominic. I respect your father.
Hell, even if he does the same thing that Sami Zayn did for Jay.
Yeah. There you go. It's all yours.
All yours.
That's right. Dominic earns his stripes in the cage, baby.
Man, man, listen, man. He's been in the yard before.
For real.
This ain't nothing but the
you
yard.
You don't shank somebody. Where the fuck did you get a grenade from?
That's why he's been in prison fights. It's gonna, he should start it out just to prove just how.
In fact, man, let Dominic be the one to run the table.
Mm-hmm.
Let Dominic be the one to run the table, boy. Oh, my Lord. Now he has to. He has to start that match. Mm-hmm. Dom has to start that fucking match.
But anybody who knows anything about the Survivor Series recently, it's been Raw versus SmackDown or something, one time after NXT, right?
Yes.
But every time there's a major pay-per-view, mm-hmm. Every title gets defended, right?
Yes.
Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series.
Royal Rumble, sometimes.
It's SummerSlam. Oh, no. Those four. You're going to get the heavyweight champion involved in some type of fit, shape, or form. Even Brock Lesnar showed up for Survivor Series.
Facts. And put on bangers.
Can anybody tell me who's not scheduled at Survivor Series? Brian!
My tribal chief.
What the fuck? Nothing?
Yeah, he needs a day off. All right, it's like the NBA, all right? You don't need to play. You don't need to play all 82 games.
So this is load management.
Load management.
Okay, all right.
It's my champion.
All right. Got anything else you want to go over?
Wrestler of the week. Sure thing.
Oh, it's easy. It is so easy.
I mean, yes.
Whose house?
Swerve's house, baby.
Whose house?
Swerve's house, baby.
Okay, and another thing I want to point out, Collision.
Ah, the weekly winner.
Dynamite. Collision was on a Friday, just in case you guys didn't see it. Say it.
For this week.
Say it.
The winner.
Say it.
Of the battle.
You say it. Don't give him too much.
I only gave him a little bit. They didn't get the whole album.
Yeah, the whole
look, there's 174 minutes left of my musical experience. All right, on 6 tracks.
So what we're saying is now, just for the record, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to put you out there.
Yeah.
We said 4 weeks. Dynamite's won back to back weeks.
First week was about lesbians.
But it still won.
It did.
So that means
it's a two. It's
they
2-0.
Cannot lose. They can only tie. I'll take it. Throw it up. And one other thing I want to point out about today.
Yes. Besides the fact that Eddie's not here.
The Wookiee. Did not make appearance today at all.
We had some good fucking wrestling this week.
Yeah.
Good wrestling, logical.
We didn't have to use the default excuse.
Yeah. Not once.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to be going home. And when I get home, I'm probably going to be whooping somebody's ass in some type of video game.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually try to get this shit loaded up. Hopefully the audio version might be up tonight, might be up tomorrow. I don't even know if I got my work schedule yet. So, hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. Hopefully everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Have a better Thanksgiving than Puffy.
Yeah.
Don't go to Puffy's house to eat. That ain't mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they definitely ain't mashed potatoes. before we leave, Kyle, we do got to do something because... I tried to play the song early and I didn't realize the song wasn't working. So on the way out, before we leave, everybody, this one's for y'all. Have a safe Thanksgiving. We will catch y'all next week.
Deuces, ooses.
Later. Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb. Oh, wait, hold on. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
burgers, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes.
Oh, get it! Beans, get it going! Beans,
creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will catch y'all next week.
Oh shit, that was fucking gold.
I couldn't even get the Garcia going, bro.